Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 6 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $2.99 each. Then get flavorful large avocados for 99 cents each, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Oh man, wait to hear about the comedy war I have for you today. We'll start with Late Night. I'm Johnny Mack with your daily comedy news. Steve Bannon turned himself into the FBI on Monday. Seth Meyers made a succession comparison, saying that Bannon definitely likes to think of himself as a Logan Roy type, but he's more like a coked up flunky who would get hired to help Cousin Greg shred some documents and accidentally screw it up. Trevor Noah said, right now, a congressional committee is trying to determine if President Trump and his allies were involved in the violent attempt to overturn the election. And one of the people they most want to hear from is Steve Bannon, former Trump advisor, and the only person who maybe should try horse dewormer. I mean, it couldn't hurt. Colbert, Bannon might finally face justice. And if he goes to prison, take a shower. Wow. Gordon, Bannon was indicted on 2 charges of criminal contempt after he refused to show up for a deposition ordered by the House January 6th committee. When he turned himself in, the FBI were like, oh, really? Do we have to? We have to take him? Trevor, like any innocent person, Trump told his people not to cooperate with law enforcement at all, so Bannon defied a congressional subpoena to testify, and he turned himself in, arriving at an FBI office looking like he'd already served 10 years in prison. Seth, it really undercuts your attempt at defense and bravado when there's a guy right behind you holding up a sign that says, coup plotter. Colbert on Trump's disparaging comments about Bannon. Steve, did you hear what he said about you the second it was convenient? Respect yourself and move on. Gordon, Bannon, though, already has a plan. If he does get sent to prison his first day there, he's just going to go up to the biggest, meanest, worst guy in the entire yard and help him get elected president in 2024. Love it. James Corden for the win. Ooh, a comedy war. I am so excited. Remember Pete Davidson made fun of Joe Rogan? Whoa, the Joe Rogan mafia, not happy. From Mediaites, podcaster Tim Dillon, you know, the guy that I may have said his podcast is really funny, and eventually he's going to step on the landmine. I'm going to be like, who's Tim Dillon? Never heard of him? I'm not there yet. But Tim Dillon slammed the SNL cast as, quote, lazy, mediocre hacks for their sketch mocking Joe Rogan's use of ivermectin to treat COVID-19. Tim Dillon was unimpressed, and he went on the social media as he tweeted, there were 100 ways to do this sketch and have it be funny. The show now is just lazy, mediocre hacks, okay? He continued, people saying SNL hasn't been funny since the 70s are wrong. Farley, Rock, Sandler, well, Adam Sandler's not funny. Myers, Norm, Sherry O'Terry? Molly Shannon were brilliant. Tracy Morgan, also the Hader McKinnon era, was funny. It's maybe the singular greatest U.S. comedy platform, but that sketch was bad. All right, I'll disagree about Adam Sandler being funny, but other than that, all right, I gotcha. Tim wrote again. And not bad because it made fun of Joe or ivermectin, but it did it in the laziest way possible. It was talking points and not jokes. Comedy shows can have a point of view. Mine does, but it should also occasionally have comedy. My job isn't to tell people what to do about their health. It is, however, to notice the cultural climate and comment on it. And it feels a bit like the 2003 Iraq War. If you have any questions about anything COVID-related, I'm wondering how many boosters can we take masks off? 12? 13? I'm wondering if it's good to fire unvaccinated people in masks when it's proven vaccine doesn't stop spreading COVID and businesses have a worker shortage. He continued, I'm wondering why any mention of an alternative treatment is A, lied about in the case of calling ivermectin horse paste, or B, used to paint someone as an anti-vaxxer conspiracy theorist nut job. Tim Dillon then took shots at Michael Che. Michael Che responded on Instagram. Che's first Instagram story wrote, Tim effing Dillon? ! Tim Dillon's turn now. Here's the reality. I sell more tickets than Michael Che ever has. I don't think he's allowed to use his website per his job. And I've built something on my own that he could never do. Che has done well for a drunk who can barely read, but his show sucks and he knows it. Oh my. So if we take a look at Michael Che's timeline, Instagram, Che thanks, wrote, LOL, you gotta be kidding me. Tim Dillon, ! What's the world coming to? ! Tim Dillon, ! Tim effing Dillon, ! Next story. Look, I don't want no trouble, ... Someone wrote $190K a month on Patreon. Che said, I don't care if it's a zillion. I know Tim Dillon. It's like a Dr. Seuss war here. And he ain't what you think he is. He's a sweet, humble guy who really tried at stand-up, got nowhere, became a media personality because it's much easier, and we're all very happy for him. But don't get fresh, Tim. That's when Tim responded in a tweet calling Che a drunk who can barely read. Che screenshotted it and went, all fair points, and I'm very proud of Tim. I don't want no trouble. Somebody else chimed in saying, he's selling out theaters on tour right now, though. I'm a fan of both of yours, mind you. It's him and Sam Talent doing a theater tour. He just sold out the Beacon, Che, and we're all very proud of him. And you know I don't want no trouble, but in the words of Prodigy, next one, seriously, folks, what is this world coming to? LOL, the last time I saw Tim Dillon was about 3 years ago, and he was so nice and complimentary. And I told him I was very proud of him, and I still am. I'm not going to say nothing to Tim that I wouldn't tell him in person. He's a sweet guy. Ask anybody that knows him. Somebody wrote, Giannis is trying to talk trash again. Presumably that's Giannis Pappas, the comedian. Che, LOL, tell Giannis I don't want no trouble. I found out about this by listening to Tim Dillon's podcast, which is quite funny. And I love a good comedy war. I hope these two keep going at it. So while you're sitting in your basement, you're like, hey, you know, I'm sitting here in the basement reading comedy stories about a comedy war. Why does Pete Davidson get better chicks than I do? It's a fair question, right? ET Online says 30-year-old supermodel Emily Ratajkowski gets it. I don't want to get into total sidebar here, but not everyone can be a supermodel. I know that's a hack bit. It's been covered before, but I'm feeling it here. Is Emily Ratajkowski a supermodel? Can she just be a model? The 30-year-old model recently did a photo shoot with Pete Davidson. Then she went on Late Night with Seth Meyers and said of Pete Davidson, I think he's great. She was asked about Pete Davidson's luck with the ladies. Emily said, he's got the height. Obviously, women find him very attractive. Seth Meyers noted, some might question Pete Davidson's seemingly wide appeal. Emily said, I feel like only other men feel that way. Guys are like, wow, what's that guy got? He seems super charming, vulnerable, lovely. His fingernail polish is awesome. He looks good. Good relationship with his mother. We love it. Meanwhile, from IGN, John Mulaney and Andy Samberg's Chippendale Rescue Rangers movie is a comeback, not a reboot. Thank goodness. We definitely don't need a reboot of Chippendale. Leave the canon alone. I mean, there's a whole history. What are we even talking about here, IGN? Chippendale Rescue Rangers is heading to Disney Plus next year, and its lead voice actors, John Mulaney and Andy Samberg, have confirmed the movie is a comeback, not a reboot. By the way, Disney Plus has to just be thrilled that John Mulaney's the lead in this, right? They're going to really want to be part of the Gossip Corner stuff with Olivia Munn and whatnot. They're going to love that. That's how Disney rolls. Andy Samberg joked, now I know what you're thinking, another reboot? No, but our film isn't a reboot. It's a comeback. He then showed a teaser poster for the movie that shows a coffee-stained Rescue Rangers script with the word reboot crossed out. Very exciting. From Deadline, Hannah Gadsby's going on tour. That should excite Dave Chappelle. During the pandemic, she said she was pondering what was next, now says that ponder is now a show. Body of Work debuted in Australia, New Zealand, and Europe, and the UK this year. Now she's coming to North America starting April 16th in Boston, then DC, Atlanta, Philly, and New York, LA, Toronto, Dallas, Seattle, San Fran, and other cities. It wraps up July 15th in Minneapolis, of all places. Tickets go on sale Friday, 10 a.m. local time. This next story I found fascinating from opindia.com. A complaint has been filed against comedian Veer Daz with the Mumbai police. Why, you're asking? Well, it was filed after he shared a YouTube video of his unhinged rant against India. Daz did this at the JFK Center for the Performing Arts. Advocate Ashutosh J. Dubey, a practicing legal scholar at Bombay High Court and the legal advisor of BJP Maharashtra, shared a copy of the complaint he filed against the comedian, and he shared it via his Twitter account, as one does. In the complaint, a copy of which was also marked to the Commissioner of Police, Mumbai, the complainant accused Daz of defaming and spoiling the image of India in the USA, which he said is venomous and inflammatory. Advocate Dubey accused the comedian of willfully spelling, inciting, and derogatory statements against India, Indian women, and the Prime Minister of India, and he did this at his show at the JFK Center. He criticized Veer Das for the portion of his monologue where he painted India as an unsafe place for women in the world. The complainant wrote that Das made it appear that the phenomenon of worshipping female deities in India is a mere gimmick, where otherwise the heinous crime of rape against women is carried out unhinged. In his 7-minute monologue, Veer Das has claimed, "I come from an India where we worship women during the day and gang rape them during the night." Advocate Dubé further stated that Veer Das made derogatory reports against the Prime Minister of India, alleging him of committing fraud and mishandling the PM CARES Fund. Dubé further wrote that Veer Das' statement tries to portray India as the greatest threat to Indian democracy, which is false, and looks to be made solely to instill fear and hatred in the Indian people. He attracts IPC sections, amongst others, and is necessary to issue notice to the intermediaries to take the appropriate action, failing which the Indian comedian Veer Das must be acted upon per the provisions of law. This is a real story. Now, I noticed the article said that this happened on Monday, November 16th. There was no such date this year. There was a Tuesday, the 16th, unless this happened a year ago. But I only saw the story yesterday as you're listening to this, so I don't know. So I was like, is this website real? And I did some more research. Oh, it's real. But don't worry. Veer Das has responded to the allegations that he defamed and spoiled the image of India in the USA. He published the reply on his social media accounts, in which he said that a video he had posted on YouTube was getting a sizable response, calling the video satire. He claimed that he wanted to show the dual image of India. He said the video is a satire about the duality of two very separate Indias that do different things, like every nation has light and dark, good and evil within it. None of this is a secret. He further added that the video ended in a gigantic patriotic round of applause for a country we all love, believe in, and are proud of. He claimed that the point he wanted to make in the video was that there's more to our country than the headlines, a deep beauty. He urged people on social media not to get fooled by edited snippets. People cheer for India with hope, not hate. People clap for India with respect, not malice. You cannot sell tickets, earn applause, or represent a great people with negativity, only with pride. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How's your social battery doing? Now, a week ago, I was feeling great. I was feeling kind of refreshed. This week, kind of worn down a little bit. I had to go see a bunch of people, been running around. You know, sometimes you just want to sit in the chair and watch some television, right? It could be easy to ignore your social battery. You spread yourself too thin. I kind of did that last week, but like it was good for me. You know, I want to see my friends, but I'm human. So I both want to see my friends, but I also just want to sit in the chair and watch some TV. You know what I'm saying? What's the right amount of socializing for you? How do you recharge? Do you thrive around people or maybe you need some alone time? For me this week, it's alone time. Well, therapy can help give you the self-awareness to build a social life that does not drain your battery. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's online. The design, awesome. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, suited to your schedule. What you do is you fill out a brief questionnaire. They'll match you with a licensed therapist. And, you know, if for some reason you and the therapist are like, you know, I'm not feeling it, you know, you can switch. No additional charge. You just switch. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/DCN today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/DCN. Visit BetterHelp.com/DCN today. Get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/DCN. Churchill's batteries.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Today's Daily Comedy News is brought to you by Palace Intrigue. That's the daily podcast about the royal family. Man, Meghan Markle and Harry always stirring it up. Woo-hoo-hoo. Man, the Queen's got to be like, enough already. Will you two stop? Palace Intrigue, wherever you get your podcasts, if you want to enjoy that. Also, today's Wednesday, which means it's Trivia Night. Glenn and I will be heading to the brewery for Trivia Night. And Beers are not free, so if you want to contribute to the Trivia Fund, you can go to buymeacoffee.com/dailycomedynews. You can throw $5 in the tip jar. I will take your $5. And today, because it's trivia night, I'm not heading to the National Don Shane. Oh, no, no, no. I will take your $5, and I will buy Glenn 5/7 of a beer. That's right. I'll be like, hey, Glenn, you got $2? And Glenn is always cool with the money. He'll be like, sure, what do you need it for? And he'll hand me 2, and then I'll hand the bartender 7, and then Glenn will get a pint of beer. So you can contribute. Buymeacoffee.com/dailycomedynews, unless you want Glenn to be thirsty tonight during the fourth round. The Boston Comedy Festival gave out some Lifetime Achievement Awards over the weekend. Did we know the Boston Comedy Festival was last weekend? We knew the New York one was, and we knew Flyover was, and I kind of Google comedy, comedian, go to 7 websites every day. Boston Comedy Festival, man, you were invisible. I'm sorry. I think we knew that the Dennis Leary thing got postponed, but there was zero on the internet about the Boston Comedy Festival. Like, zero. What is going on, guys? Get it together. But apparently, they gave out the Lifetime Achievement Award. Who got it, you're wondering? Billy West. Howard Stern fans know Billy as the voice actor. Billy also famous for doing the voices on Ren and Stimpy and Futurama. Billy said, it feels great. I've never gotten an award for anything. I've been in animation for 30 years in commercials, but I've never been nominated for an Emmy. They also gave Comedian of the Year to Orny Adams. That's a deep cut. You probably don't know who Orny Adams is. Orny Adams, Comedian of the Year, for making his career and making people laugh in Boston and beyond for years. Adams, a comedian and actor on MTV's Teen Wolf, said, the greatest honor in the world is to be called a Boston comic. When I moved to New York and when people said, oh, Orny Adams, he's a Boston comic, that's really the award. So Comedian of the Year, I don't even process that, but to be honored and respected by my peers or where I came from, to me, it's a big deal. I'm trying to keep these podcasts short. I've got a billion stories again. Let's do one more. The shortlists for the National Comedy Awards 2021 have been revealed. This is in the UK. Sex Education leads the shortlist with 5 nods. Ghosts has 4 nominations. Mo Gilligan, Catherine Ryan, and Rosie Jones are each shortlisted in 2 individual categories. And the late Sean Locke is shortlisted in the Outstanding Male Comedy Entertainment Performance category. The new awards, run by Channel 4 in aid of Stand Up to Cancer, are voted for by the public and honor both emerging and established British comedy talent. You can vote. Go to thenationalcomedyawards.com until December 13th, thenationalcomedyawards.com. The winners will be announced at a glitzy ceremony at the Camden Roundhouse in London, December 15th, with the ceremony then airing on Channel 4. Channel 4 says the categories honor the genre in all its forms, with nods to fan favorites across recent scripted and unscripted comedy, live shows, and the latest podcast jokers, all vying for votes already for the nominees. Best scripted comedy, the nominees are Sex Education, Ghosts, This Way Up, Motherland. Outstanding comedy actress, the nominees are Aisling Bea for This Way Up, Charlotte Ritchie for Ghosts, Anjana Vasan for We Are Lady Parts, Emma McKay for Sex Education. Outstanding comedy actor, the nominees are Greg Davies for The Cleaner, Asa Butterfield for Sex Education, Lee Mack for Not Going Out, Matthew Bainton for Ghosts. Outstanding supporting role, Igatwa for Sex Education, Diane Morgan, Motherland, Amy Lou Wood, Sex Education, Lolly Adefope for Ghosts. Best comedy entertainment show, Taskmaster, Robin Ramesh versus 8 out of 10 Cats Does Countdown, Would I Lie to You? The Outstanding Female Comedy Entertainment Performance nominees, Daisy May Cooper for Taskmaster, Rosie Jones for Trip Hazard, Catherine Ryan, 8 out of 10 Cats Does Countdown, Sandy Toksvig for QI, Outstanding Male Comedy Entertainment Performance, Mo Gilligan, The Latest Show, Sean Locke, 8 out of 10, Mike Wozniak, Taskmaster, James Acaster, Hypothetical, and Best Comedy Podcast, not nominated at all. Daily Comedy News, I'm very, very disappointed. Maybe next year. So you'll have to pick between Off Menu with James Acaster and Ed Gamble, My Therapist Ghosted Me, Shagged, Married, Annoyed. That's a great title. Rob Beckett and Josh Whittlecombe's Parenting Hell. Oh, there's more categories. Best Stand-Up Show, Sarah Millican, Ricky Gervais, Catherine Ryan, Mo Gilligan, Jason Manford, Comedy Breakthrough Performer, Judy Love, Joanne McNally, Munya Chihuahua, Rosie Jones, Rose Matafeo. Again, vote at thenationalcomedyawards.com, thenationalcomedyawards.com. And that is your comedy news for today. Follow this show on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Good Pods, wherever you get your shows. Don't leave Glenn hanging. Buy him 5/7 of a beer at buymeacoffee.com/dailycomedynews. See you tomorrow.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
In the next episode of the Hitmaker Chronicles podcast, we dive deep into Noah Kahan's Stick Season, a poignant and introspective indie folk masterpiece. We explore the song's themes of hometown nostalgia, the passage of time, and the struggle to reconcile the past with the present. Through a detailed analysis of the lyrics, music, and cultural impact, we uncover how Stick Season resonates with listeners on a profoundly personal level. Follow the Hitmaker Chronicles wherever you get your podcasts.